This sermon was preached by Pastor Naphtali Ogalo at Grace Baptist Church, Eldoret, Kenya.
Psalm 116, verse 15. Mstari wa kumi na tano. Mstari wa kumi na tano, Zaburi 116. And try to leave it open. It's just one verse I want to read. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So it's a very small verse. I would like to help us to think through the subject of death. Following the death of our brother Charles and the burial set before us the weekend which is ahead, I want us to think of death and dying. Now, not any death, but actually the death of a saint. Remember, the verse talks of the death of his saints. So let's think about the death of a saint. What is a saint? It's very easy to read in the Bible or to hear me talk about a saint, and you immediately switch off, because in your mind you will be thinking of, when we talk about a saint, someone, some religious person ambao aliishi zamani, alijaribu kufanya mazuri, alitenda mema kwa watu, akakufa, akazikwa, and then many years later you hear it announced that the Pope will decide on such and such a person if they can be made a saint. And now we know that some famous person, a religious person who died some time ago, a Catholic leader, the debate is on if he should be made a saint and when that should be. Move that from your mind, please, this morning. I'm not talking of a saint in the language of the Roman Catholic Church. No. I this morning want to talk about a saint according to what the Bible teaches us. A saint is one who has been set apart from the world and now lives for God. Okay? He's been set apart from the world. He's still in the world, but he has been set apart from the world and lives for God, serves God, glorifies God, praises God, follows God. All those descriptions the Bible gives us about a saint. If you put your hand in the book of Psalm 16 so you don't lose it, it's just one verse, but I want you to bear in mind what the book of 1 Corinthians, so don't lose Psalm 119, Psalm 116. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1, wa Korintho wa kwanza, sura pia ni wa kwanza, mstari wa pili, inasema hivi. It says this, verse 2 says this, Paul is the one here writing. In verse 1, inasema, Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes. Now, verse 2, Paul is writing, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Now, the word there written holy is the same word saint. Holy is the same word or the same thing describing a saint. A saint is a holy person. And Paul was writing to holy people in Corinth. They were not perfect, by the way. When you read the book of Corinth, or the First Corinthians, you find out that that church had loads of problems. We better be encouraged. We have challenges in our church. We have problems in our church. The church in Corinth also had many problems. But Paul addresses them as saints. Paul says they are holy. And so, friends, a saint is one who God has set apart. By the work of the Holy Spirit, God has set such a person apart. That person believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ who died for sinners. Let me ask you this morning, are you a saint? Honestly, are you a saint? Please don't wait till you die and somehow you hope that the Pope, does the Pope know you? No. You're not even in the Catholic Church. So if you hope ever to be made a saint in that sense, then you better leave this church and seek to be in a Catholic Church. And the process is long. And only very few people ever get to be pronounced saints in the Catholic Church system. Move that away from you. Think biblically. And a saint is one who trusts in the Lord Jesus, one who follows the Lord. In a moment, we will see more of that. Now, if you're a saint, in other words, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you know the Bible says, God tells us this morning that you are precious to Him. When something is precious, what is it? It's you treasure it. You price it very high. You value it. You don't just leave it anywhere. You care for it. You protect it. And so we are being told, those who are saints are precious. That's why in Psalm 116, verse 15, we are being told, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Now, there are three things. In fact, there are many things which we can learn from this verse. But I want us to think of three areas, three things, which surely, when we read a verse like this, and when we think of a Christian dying, if you are a Christian, when you will be facing your death, or when a Christian you know is dying or has died, friends, able to kirie juu ya haya matatu. They are important things. And number one, we learn from what God is saying in this verse, we learn that God counts the life of His beloved something of high value. God counts the life of the saints, or the life of believers, the life of His people, His saved people, He counts them as something of high value. That's the first lesson. Let's understand, therefore, what that means before we move to the second lesson. Hebu tukumbuke, Mungu ndio aliumba dunia. One of the questions we ask the children, nani aliumba dunia? Mungu aliumba dunia. Mungu aliumba kila kitu, sindio? We say that. God is the one who created us, including us in our sin. We have sinned. Now, of course, God made us well, but we sinned in Adam. So even with our sin, it is God who created us, not with sin, but we fell in sin after God created us. God, as our creator, does not desire to see any of his creatures die in their sins. That's what the Bible tells us in Ezekiel, in 2 Peter. God says he's not pleased to see a sinner dying in their sin. No, he wants to see people turn to repentance. But this is not the meaning of the verse we are seeing here. Here, it is the saints. It is the holy people, the saved people who God is specially regarding here. Christians in the Bible, in different places, they are called the faithful people. They are called the righteous people, the godly, or the sanctified. It's another word for putting aside, holy, sanctified, separated for God. Various words. That Christians are people who are loved by God. They are loyal to God. They follow God. Okay? If you're a Christian, God describes you as one who loves him. And he loves you. You are special to him. But why? Why are you special to God? You know you're not perfect. I am not perfect. Why should God consider us as precious? You would consider something in your house precious because ulilipa pesa mingi for you to have it in your home. So in such a case, that thing is precious. It costed you so much money. And it's like when you come back home, you want to open and make sure, it is there. Yes. The day you open the door and find it is not there, then your heart will be broken. Kwa sababu unakumbuka, with all that money I paid, and that thing is not there, and you feel broken. Why should God consider someone like us precious? Why? It is this. Because of the price which he paid. Wale ambao walikuwa hapa this morning for the Bible study and last week for the Bible study, you know the redemption. The redemption which God accomplished. Njia ambao Mungu alitumia kutukomboa was an expensive affair. He paid so much. What was it? How much did he pay? Oh, he paid the price of his only son. He paid the price of his son when he died on the cross, when he shed his blood. So that is how much God paid. And because of that price, then, my friend, if you are a Christian this morning, you are precious to God. You are very dear to God indeed. It's because the price was his son. And because God's people, therefore, bear that tag. You know, you go to a shop and natazama, you see, this dress is smart, very smart. Or this suit, power sana. This t-shirt, I like it. Or this shoes, wow. If I get that, and then wait till you turn around and look behind where the price is written, and then you get shocked. And that happens to us. And so you see, because God's people are of high price, high value, God will not carelessly see them just die like that, like ants. No. God prizes every one of his children and values them very highly. And that's why the verse is saying, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. In fact, in our vernacular Bibles, and particularly the Luo Bible, I struggled for a long time thinking about this. Because basically they put it very literally, they say, God is very sad when one of his own dies. And I've been not happy about that. Now you see, the idea they have there is a Christian, someone who is saved, is of great value. Now such a person, ordinarily, if you lose someone you love so much, your child, your father, your mother, your brother, whatever, your parents, you are sad. So the Luo translators brought the idea of sadness like that and put it in the Bible and said, God is very sad when one of his own dies. And yet, the English Bible says, precious in the sight of God is the death of his saints. Now, there is no terrible contradiction. It depends on how you want to understand it. But the point I am making now, we are of great value if we are believers. Bear that in mind. We are not nobody. The world may not think of us if we die, but God values us very high if you're a Christian. And that is comforting. If you're of this world and you're rich and famous, when you die, the whole world stands still. The whole world would watch your burial. But with us, you die and even the way to bury you is a problem. We have to postpone the burial plans as we struggle to get money. But listen, we are precious in God's sight. And that's what matters. So that's number one. And then number two, my friends, we are not only precious, and we are, by the way, but number two is this, from this verse, what we must learn is this. God controls the circumstances of a saint's death. God controls the circumstance. In other words, the events which would lead to someone's death. God has it all in his plan. Take that. Take it away, please. Now, God, listen, and this is the point. God made us. I'm thinking of Psalm 139. God made us. And then that psalm goes on to show that God knows everything in our life. God knows when we wake up. God knows when we twist and turn. God knows the plans you make. God leads you in all those plans. That is Psalm 139. Even before you say anything, God knows it. Does that make you happy or make you sad? How many things, even since morning, have you said, which you'd say, oh, thank you, God, that you know and you knew everything I said? Or would you be... You mean God knows everything I say? You mean he knows what I said this morning? Actually, God knows them before you say them. So God knows us. He not only made us, he knows us. And you know another thing? God is with us. Everywhere. Every step we make, God knows. God leads us. We can never cut ourselves and say, God, I don't want you. Now, actually, in a sense, that is true for every human being. But I'm thinking, and we need to be thinking of a believer, one who God calls a saint. God is with a saint. God leads his saints God knows his saints. God is the one who made his saints. So therefore, this means nothing can ever happen to us without this God willing it to happen or permitting it to happen. Nothing. Hakuna kitu chochote kinaweza kuja kwa maisha yako au ifanyike. And then God says, oh, what happened? I'm sorry, I was busy with so-and-so. I'm so sorry. God will never say that. That's why in vernacular, when it is translated, God is sad when one of his own dies. No, God doesn't need to be sad. No. I'm so friends. If that is the case, if God knows the day, the time, if you like, the circumstances, not only of your life, but also of your death, if that's what God knows and sets, that is a point of encouragement. In other words, we will not die and then somehow we say, God, why did you let this happen to me? God knows it. God knows it. How much he knew about this, I don't know. But as our brother was struggling with the tumor in the brain, he should have known. And let me say this to encourage the rest of us. We need to learn God's word. We need to be educated. We need to know God's word so that when we are going through periods of struggle, of sickness, of pursuing medication, and there's nothing wrong in doing those things, in seeking medication, proper medication, nothing wrong. Let's remember God is in control of everything in our lives. And it's only when he permits it that then death will come to us. If you remember this, my friend, even the number of the hair on your head, God knows them. Now, in the morning, for those who have long hair, you know, you wake up in the morning and with a comb, you know, you are just busy. And what happens? Some of them get stuck on the comb. Do you stop there and worry and say, oh, my poor hair. Oh, how many are there? One, two. You don't. If there is the dustbin near and you do that and some stick, you just do that and throw them. You don't bother. We don't bother, including me. Well, I don't quite have them now. We don't bother. You go to a kinyosi and it's all cleared off and you don't feel pity at the bunch that you live at. Do you know the point? The thing here, God knows the hair on your head by number. Amazing. And I do as often, he can count them. He knows the number. So when one drops, he knows. That's the God we are dealing with. This is the God who, when the time comes, then he says, my child, it is time to die. And I'm saying this so that we can be encouraged. So that we can be encouraged. Don't be overly worried. Oh, when will I die? Oh, what will happen if I die? Oh, if I do this, I will die. Let me run and do this, otherwise I will die. And people worry themselves. Friends, you are in the Lord's hand, and he controls everything. In life, he is with you, and in death, he will not forsake you. That is my encouragement to everyone who is a believer this morning. And then, we have seen therefore two things. One, God counts the life of a believer, the life of a saint, to be something of great value, therefore precious. God controls every circumstance of a believer's life and death. And then finally, at the time or at the point of death, God looks upon his saints with mercy. At the point of a believer dying, God is involved in their death with mercy. Okay? You see, a saint is one who has been adopted into the into the family of God. It's a child who is brought in and now made to be a member of this family with full privileges. Okay? Everything that this family owns now belongs to such a child. He or she has every right. He now bears or she bears the family name. And in the family of God, the family name that we have is now Christians. We belong to the family of God, God's children. And because we follow our big brother, if we can call it, we can say it so, but he's our Redeemer. And we follow him. We take after him. And he's Christ. Then we are Christians. Originally, of course, that word came about as a, basically as a mockery. Ah, look at them, like Christ, they are Christians. But we are happy to bear that name now in our family. It's a family name. You know something else? We have the Holy Spirit of God living in us as God's children. And all the promises that God has placed are ours. And another thing, because we have these promises given to us, our big brother has gone ahead of us. How many of us saw the Lord Jesus? No, we were just born 10, 20, 30, 50, you know, years ago. But Christ lived in this world 2,000 years ago. This is the point. If you belong to the family through the adoption, you have the promise. A time comes and you will see Christ face to face. He's our Savior. He's our Redeemer. We will see him face to face. And you stand back and you say, wow! What grace? And what is grace? Grace is a gift which we don't deserve. And all these things, the family name, the Holy Spirit indwelling within us, and the promise to see our Savior face to face, are things we don't deserve. They are grace, neema, and we don't deserve them. And you just stand back and say, wow. How good God is. How gracious God has been to us. Okay? I'm building up to something. Now listen, friends. If he gave such grace to us, tuwe wanawake, tuwe members of his family, kama ametupa Roho Mtakatifu aishi ndani wetu, kama ametoa ahadi ya kwamba tutamuona Mkombozi wetu, Yesu Kristo. If he has given us all these things and leads us on, think of it. Will he abandon us at death? Of course not. Hata tuwacha kamwe. In fact, he will give us an amazing amount of peace at death. How do we know that? Back to our verse. Psalm 116, verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. I hope we grapple with this verse. I hope we see the impact of it, the things then that this verse actually means. He has given us so much when we are alive. Will he stand back and watch and say, I wish I could do something. Sorry, you are dying. No, God will not do that. God instead will be with us to the very end and through death itself. Why? We are precious to him. Our death, therefore, is precious to him. There are many testimonies. Watu wametoa ushuhuda, either by word of mouth wakati wanakufa, au vile walikufa, many testimonies of saints who at the point of death, what we call deathbed, wow, they have demonstrated great peace in their lives, great calm of spirit in their lives at the point of their dying, to a point whereby wale wengine ambao wanatazama would have wished they are the ones who are dying. Because the people in their deathbed have been so calm, the words they utter are so reassuring and brave, and you ask yourself, how can this be? This person is dying. This person is going through a lot of pain. But you don't see them cursing God. You don't see them saying, this is very bitter. Why should God allow these problems to come to me? You don't hear that. And you ask, how? How can this happen? Ah, my friends. It is because God had showed them mercy. God brought them into his family. God continued to show them mercy and grace through their life, however long they lived. Waliishi na kuhesabu nehema na rehema tele ambao Mungu alikuwa anawapa. Day by day in their lives, as they lived for God and served God, so that wakati walikuwa wamelala hapo and they are in a point of death, there's no bitterness. Nothing to blame God about or say, God, you're forgetting me. Don't you know I've served you all this time? Look, I'm dying. No. Instead, these people have lived and shown lives which have made the rest of us say, if only I was the one dying. Look at this man. Look at the example he gives. And we leave that place maybe shedding tears, not worried, oh, he's going to die, but it's like, if death is like that, I want to die now. My friend, if it has never happened to you, one, get to know the Lord. Two, serve the Lord. And three, the moment of your death will be such a peaceful, calm death. And that you will be such a strong testimony to the rest who still are waiting for their death. Because we all will die. Are you prepared to die? Are you? Will your death be peaceful? Will it be calm? It can only be if God is able to say, precious in the sight or in my sight is the death of my saint. Now, as I close, I have these 2 points to say. If you're a true believer, my friend, you are a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, you have received the Lord as a Savior. Your sins are forgiven. If you are, you know, you are a saint. You are a saint. And you are because God has shown you mercy. Not because you paid something for God. No, it's all paid by the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. But you're a saint because you've received mercy. Mercy is received by one who is pitiable. Yesterday, passing in town, I saw a number of people, and one, really a big woman, with her son walking by, but she was withered, had no legs, and was on a wheelchair, and reached out and gave her something small. And I remembered. I was showing her mercy, but I was reminded of the great mercy that I have received in God and from God. And so if you're a believer, you have received mercy. You didn't give anything to God in return, you know, for him to show you mercy. No. If you are, and you have received mercy, therefore you are precious in God's sight. Therefore, let me tell you, my friend, with the authority of God's word, don't fear death. No, don't long for death. Don't fast for death. Don't kill yourself. That's not right. That's sinful. But if death should come, don't fear it. Instead, my friend, live faithfully before God. While he gives you days, live faithfully before this God. Live a life of holiness before this God, so that you will not be ashamed on the day of your death. Very practically, just one point of application, Niseme. If we are to live holy before this God, then this means we should move away from this business of going to witch doctors, kutafuta waganga. Now, these problems seem to have lingered so much. And Pastor Gallo has claimed to pray for me, but I'm not seeing any difference. Hebu tutafute namna ingine, njia ingine. And you go to waganga, and you consult who you think can help me, so and so. How much do they charge? And so you are already talking in terms of money. And you go there and you sell whatever, you borrow money and you pay, and then they do their things. And your problem still remains. And you may say, oh, why do you talk like that? No one here ever goes to waganga. Thank God if no one here goes to waganga. But the temptation is there. And if you go to the waganga to sort your problems, God will not be happy with you. God will not count you precious. And God will not be pleased with your death. You better trust God and God alone. If it is death, let it come. One of the points I should bring from this is even saints die. Let's remember that. Ata wale watakatifu namna gani. They die. After all, the verse is telling us the death of the saints. So kupayuka na kutafuta waganga, so that you do not die, so that a child does not die who is in your possession. Remember, everything that we possess as believers are given to us by God. If God sees it fit to take that away, so be it, God. And say, God, I love so-and-so, but you have taken him or her or it from me. Let your will be done. What a powerful way to witness. And that is what I call every one of us to do. And finally, that was a word for those who claim to be saved. Move away from life of evil, life of waganga, life of witchcraft, your witch doctors. Move away from it. But I say this to those who are not saved. Please listen. And it's the last point. You have every reason to fear death. Nimeonyesha na nimejaribu kuonyesha the rest of us who are believers, you don't need to fear death because God is completely involved in it to the moment you will die. But if you are not saved, you have a reason to fear death. Sababu gani? Because after death, there is judgment. There is judgment after death. That's what Hebrews tells us. No escape. And Romans tells us, months ago we learned about that. After death, there is judgment. But you're not ready to face this judgment.
How can you be ready?
Simple. Na ni muhimu. Faith in Christ Jesus. Faith in Christ Jesus. This Christ Jesus who defeated death. Who, if you like, in an illustration form, he got death by the throat and grabbed and pulled all the poison from death and threw death down. And even if death scares the rest of us who are believers, we every time are able to tell death, death, where is your sting? Where is your poison? The poison has been removed. You can scare me, but only that you can do. You will have nothing to do to me, death. And that's what I long for everyone who is not saved to be able to say here. Death has power if you're not saved. But the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who takes the power of death away. Takes, like a poisonous snake, gets it by the throat and removes all the fangs. And the snake remains. It will terrify people. If one should run in here, and we all get scared and jump on our chairs, but the person running after it says, you people don't worry, actually it has no tooth or no teeth, so it has no poison. Somehow some of us will begin to get down to our chairs, but the rest of us will say, Abana, I don't trust it. Oh, we can trust God's word. The Lord Jesus has defeated death. And now we can look death in the eye and say, where is your power? But if you are not in Christ, you have a reason to fear. But I'm calling you to Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ now. Call upon him while he's near. The hymn we sang was, Christ receives sinful men. He receives sinful men. Do you feel your sin? And of course, sinful men, sinful women, sinful boys and girls. He receives sinners. And if you should see your sinfulness, he, I tell you, will receive you. May the name of the Lord be praised. I want us to pray now as we look to the Lord.
We do hope you have been blessed by the sermon you have heard. We want to encourage you to tune in to more of similar messages. We also want to encourage you, if you are able, come and join with us in our worship services at Grace Baptist Church, West Indies, Eldoret, just behind Cogo Flats. Thank you.